God's word is alive with energy. Listen, the key to receiving divine healing from the word of God is to infuse your spirit man with God's word, which will produce faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God for your miracle. My joy to welcome you to your breakthrough. You know, it's rising up in my spirit because I prepared a gift for you. Wonderful, powerful revelation truths from God's word that I believe are intended to radically transform you, spirit, soul, and body, and everything that pertains to life and godliness. I'm going to share with you the specific Bible strategies that I used in my personal life to receive divine healing from vocal cord cancer in the season where I would normally have been preparing for Dominion camp meeting. Everything normal in my life came to a crashing, screeching halt. I was about to enter a completely different season in my life and ministry, one the likes of which I had never, ever walked through. Cancer. What a word. Cancer had so severely surrounded my vocal cord that the doctors said they were uncertain if I would ever be able to preach again. Well, my family and I heard that news together. We heard those words, it's cancer. Now, you can imagine what a devastating blow that was. Joni, the strongest prayer warrior I have, the most faithful Christian I've ever known, immediately had to leave the room, get alone with God, and begin to pray. Of course, you have that battle in the mind. I thought, well, here I am. I'm the author of the bestseller, Silent No More. And I can barely whisper. At times during that 2 years, no sound at all. No voice at all. No words at all. The doctor's own words. If a mistake is made, it could fry your voice box and you would never speak again. Now listen, I'm a student of history, and I know that when you're facing the battle of a lifetime, you better have a strategy. Did you get that? I said, you better have a strategy. Today, you're going to benefit because I'm going to be sharing with you the same life-saving, literally life-saving strategies that the Holy Spirit led me into every day that then manifested the miraculous. Now, before we lock in on that today, let me remind you that miracles, that signs, that wonders have not been relegated to the dust pile of history, just like revival hasn't, just like restoration haven't. No, they're for today. Shout it. They are for today. They're manifesting, in fact, in every service on our campus. And Sunday, mark it down, I'm about to call a Holy Ghost convocation of multiplied millions of believers around the world, men and women of great faith, who are well acquainted with the power of the prayer of agreement. Each one aligned spiritually with one single purpose in their hearts, to see your prayers answered, to see the complete restoration to your life of everything your adversary and mine has stolen from you. I'm believing that everything you've lost is coming back. I'm believing for total and complete restoration to be yours, spirit, soul, body, everything that pertains to life and godliness. Now, if you're ready, if you're determined to be made whole, whole, spirit, soul, and body, I want to reserve a prayer cloth just for you, according to your Bible, Acts chapter 19, where handkerchiefs, aprons became the catalyst for the manifestation of, air quote, special miracles. Just like those recorded by the great apostle Paul. There's a number right there on your screen. My website's there also, rodparsley.com. I want you to receive your anointed prayer cloth for yourself to be a tangible point of contact for the prayer of agreement and the transfer of the anointing of God Almighty into your life. Now, there is not, nor has there ever been, nor will there ever be any obligation for you to receive your prayer cloth as a point of agreement and faith. It's absolutely free. Well, here's what it'll cost you. Reach out, take that cell phone and call right now. Or take a moment and write to me and include your prayer request, or just log on at rodparsley.com. So your prayer cloth will be reserved for you. I'm believing God to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you or I could ask or think. Every prayer, every petition, every desire of your heart, spoken, unspoken, can be released from heaven into your life in a moment by the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit as you and I touch and agree using that prayer cloth as our point of contact. Now, the Lord, living God Almighty, is absolutely, unequivocally, no respecter of persons. Your Bible says that in Romans 2:11. Here's what we know. If God ever healed anyone, he'll heal you. If he healed me, he'll heal you. The first strategy that you have to have to receive divine healing is this. You have to get, are you ready? A word from God, a word from this book concerning your situation. You have to get in touch with a healing agent. I'm going to share with you something about the Bible you may never have really fully understood. The Word of God is a healing agent. Just like natural medicine can be a healing agent or a catalyst, in other words, the living Word of God, this is no ordinary book, it's a living book. The Word of God itself possesses a capacity to produce healing. It's inherent in God's Word, the energy, the ability, the anointing, the power, the very nature of God Himself is present in His Word to effect a healing and a cure in your body, regardless of the situation that you're facing today. Hear me, I've proven it. Proverbs chapter 4 in your Bible says this, "For they, your words, Lord, are life to those that find them and health, medicine to all their flesh." The Word of God is medicine to our flesh. God's Word is alive with energy. Listen, the key to receiving divine healing from the Word of God is to infuse your spirit man with God's word, which will produce faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God for your miracle. Now, you could say that medicine is no respecter of persons, couldn't you? It's not a matter of whether or not God is willing to heal. That is a settled question. He said, I will. But whether or not you receive healing is the question. And the further question is, are you taking your medicine? I've been to the Pool of Bethesda, Israel. It's the very spot where the Lord Jesus encountered a man who'd been lame for 38 years. It's a long time. And the Lord Jesus didn't ask him the details of his ailment, didn't ask him how long he'd been lame. But in John 5, 6, he asked this question. And he asked the same question of you and me today. Simple question. Will you be made whole? Instead of asking God, is it your will? Why don't you hear him today asking you, will you receive the healing power that he's already provided for you in his word? Are you ready to knock unbelief out of your way today? Are you setting aside the husk that the swine did eat, whatever the world's offering, and instead consecrate time in the glory of God's word? Are you heeding the instructions? You know, just like natural medicine, when you receive a prescription, it's got instructions on there. Well, here's your instruction. It's vital to follow the instructions, the directions, in order to have the right outcome. The directives found in Proverbs 4 are essential. Attend to my words, God said. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not allow them to depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. The midst of your heart. You know where that is? It's that 18-inch drop from your head, your psyche, to your spirit man. Printed words become alive to bring health to all your flesh when you take them through the mind gate, the eye gate, the ear gate, and they end up in your spirit. The miracle you need could be physical, could be financial. Perhaps you need deliverance from a torment. The word I have for you today is simple. It's this. God's, hear me, timing has been accelerated for your miracle. Get an anointed prayer cloth. I did. Get an anointed prayer cloth. We're going to place it on the altar. Then we're going to send it to you. When you request your prayer cloth, I want you to begin praying about the seed you should sow. Take a step of faith. Give your prayers an assignment. That's what Hannah did. That's what Cornelius in your Bible did. They mixed their praying and their sowing. God manifested great, great miracles for them, just like I believe he'll do for you. Faith has been rising within me for the past several weeks, including during this time I'm being with you today. There are those under the sound of my voice right now, not only willing to sow a seed toward their miracle, but willing to sow to enable others to hear the saving, healing, delivering word of God through breakthrough for revival. Millions more today are hearing this word than were able to hear it through our breakthrough broadcast just a year ago. But I need your help to continue. Your prayer cloth seed right now of $100, $250, $1,000 will be such a blessing to this global soul-winning healing deliverance ministry. I prepared faith-building, doubt-erasing ministry resources to bless you as you become a blessing today. And of course, there's no seed necessary, never has been, never will be, to receive your prayer cloth from our Be Made Whole prayer cloth service. Stretch your faith. Let's believe God and agree together. And don't miss your miracle.
You can be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. It's God's plan through the tangible transfer of anointing resident in a prayer cloth. Reserve your prayer cloth from the Jubilee Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service coming Sunday, November 24th. It's easy and quick. Simply call, click on rodparsley.com, or rush your letter in the mail. Please pray about sowing a seed of faith towards the miracle you need. Show the Lord you believe His promise. For every gift of $100 or more, we'll sow ministry back into your life by sending you this beautiful Be Made Whole healing box. Inside, you'll be blessed by more than 30 scripture cards. Anoint yourself and your home with a vial of anointing oil and a gorgeous wooden pen direct from the Holy Land. Plus, you'll be blessed by the new 50-Year Legacy of Healing message set. Step through the decades of Rod Parsley's healing ministry, supernatural moves of the Holy Spirit that produce significant miracles through the tangible anointing. All that and more for a prayer cloth seed of $100 or more. For those who are called to sow $1,000, we'll permanently inscribe your name on a healing paver stone at the Gateway of Hope. As tens of thousands pass by, they'll see your name and believe for your healing, spirit, soul, and body. Plus, it will be an everlasting testimony and legacy of your faith. Call before November 24th. We'll reserve a free prayer cloth from the altar for you, saturated in the anointing from this powerful season of prayer. Every gift will help continue edifying believers and continue a 50-year legacy of full gospel preaching. Jesus wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body.
Now, before we conclude today's broadcast, I want you to turn to Isaiah 53, beginning with verse 1. It's going to bless you. It's going to provide Selah, or so be it, in your spirit. Here it is. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Our Lord was despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Your Bible shouts, surely He on that cross has borne our grief. Surely He has carried all of our sorrows, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace laid upon Him, and by His stripes we were, and therefore we are healed. Let me encourage you. Spend some time with the living Word of God today. Just as you may take medicine the first thing when you rise in the morning, or the last thing when you lie down at night, take the medicine of God's Word. As dawn breaks over the horizon, spend that first moment of your day tabernacling with God, allowing His Word to become the healing agent of your life. It has the power. It has the energy. It contains the ability and the anointing to affect healing and cure in your body. That innate power will be flowing in the legendary Summerall Tabernacle when we hold another great God-directed, Holy Ghost-anointed, Be Made Whole Miracle Healing and Victory prayer cloth service. Most of the nation is within an 8-hour drive of Columbus, Ohio. Do you know that? Within an 8-hour drive. And my beautiful, lovely wife, Joni, and I, we would so love to have you join us for this God-appointed time of signs, of wonders, of miracles, of salvation, of manifestation, of healing, of glory. And if that's not possible, then please, we invite you to join us online, live, on YouTube, on Facebook, or by logging on, rodparsley.tv. We're about to cast every sickness, disease, pain, malady, malfunction, infirmity that is attacking your life into the depths of the sea. I wish you'd shout it right now. Sickness, you failed. Poverty, you're defeated. You failed. I'm about to run laps around this anointed studio right now. I want you to be blessed. Call, reserve your prayer cloth. Now that date is your divine appointment to combine your praying and your giving to give your seed a life-changing assignment. And I believe there's a great, great need in your life that requires the tangible anointing of God, the same power that has healed countless millions, that has brought financial miracles, family restoration, can show up at your house. The supernatural power resident in a seed, sown in faith, wrapped with expectancy. Now that seed could be $50, for others $100, but it's so vital to seek the direction of the Holy Spirit today. I have prepared extraordinary, very, very special ministry gifts to thank you for your seed today. And they're going to build your faith for the miraculous to be manifested in your home, in your family. So don't hesitate now. Don't put it off. Call right now. Your phone's right there by your hand. Call now. The number's right there on your screen. Or write to me. Include your prayer request. Or just log on at rodparsley.com. I bind every projection coming in through the eye gate and entering the soul, tormenting the spirit. I hear you, Jesus. Jesus just said for me to rebuke it right now, and 10,000 are going to be immediately set free from tormenting spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I adjure you by God, go, go, go in Jesus' mighty name. Now shout.
Hey, Billy. Hey, Billy. I have a car I'm going to give you. What Pastor Jonathan just told me, he said before service, he gave Pastor Jonathan his prayer request. It was for a Honda car, and that's what I'm giving him.
Can be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. It's God's plan through the tangible transfer of anointing resident in a prayer cloth. Reserve your prayer cloth from the Jubilee Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service coming Sunday, November 24th. It's easy and quick. Simply call, click on rodparsley.com, or rush your letter in the mail. Please pray about sowing a seed of faith towards the miracle you need. Show the Lord you believe His promise. For every gift of $100 or more, we'll sow ministry back into your life by sending you this beautiful Be Made Whole healing box. Inside, you'll be blessed by more than 30 scripture cards. Anoint yourself and your home with a vial of anointing oil and a gorgeous wooden pen direct from the Holy Land. Plus, you'll be blessed by the new 50-Year Legacy of Healing message set. Step through the decades of Rod Parsley's healing ministry, supernatural moves of the Holy Spirit that produce significant miracles through the tangible anointing. All that and more for a prayer cloth seed of $100 or more. For those who are called to sow $1,000, we'll permanently inscribe your name on a healing paver stone at the Gateway of Hope. As tens of thousands pass by, they'll see your name and believe for your healing, spirit, soul, and body. Plus, it will be an everlasting testimony and legacy of your faith. Call before November 24th. We'll reserve a free prayer cloth from the altar for you, saturated in the anointing from this powerful season of prayer. Every gift will help continue edifying believers and continue a 50-year legacy of full gospel preaching. Jesus wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body.
And on that day, there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. You can have more power. You can have more purpose if and only if.
What if the fire of Pentecost wasn't just history, but a living promise ready to be unleashed in your life? In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit, from the upper room in Acts to the historic outpouring at Azusa Street. You'll be equipped to experience Pentecostal power in unlimited measure, igniting a revival in your life and the world around you right now. It's more than a story. It's time to embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available November 5th. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
Across America and around the world, today is your day. Father, heal, deliver, save everyone for your glory.
Witness a miracle moment in time that cannot be explained, only experienced. Join Dr. Ron Parsley and hundreds of thousands around the world as they celebrate a 50-year legacy of faith and the power of prayer. Get ready for revival and watch miracles manifest during the most anticipated event of the year. Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m. at World Harvest Church, with special music by Lisa Brunson and the Harvest Music Live Choir, as they lead you in anointed praise and worship on this supernaturally powerful day. Make your plans to be a part of Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service at World Harvest Church, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you.